This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Staying on transportation here for a minute, two giant trucking companies announced a big merger today, $5.1 billion big. You pass their rigs on the road every day, I bet. Swift and Knight, both out of Phoenix, Arizona. The interesting thing is that the deal's getting done as trucking has hit a bit of a slowdown, as Sally Herships reports.
The trucking industry is having trouble getting into gear.
The biggest thing is we're kind of in a lull right now.
Eric Starks is CEO of Freight Transportation Research, an industry analysis firm. He says a merger helps both companies cut costs. Business has been flat the past 2 years.
We saw where the economy started to stall out somewhat. We saw that a lot of the customer base added too much inventory.
Stark says the trucking industry's customers are manufacturers. They order raw materials, stuff to make everything from washing machines to breakfast cereal. They order too much. That means they need fewer deliveries. Deborah Lockridge is editor-in-chief of Heavy Duty Trucking magazine.
Trucking is not a high-margin business in the first place.
So there aren't a lot of places in the business to make cuts. Thus, this merger and other recent deals. Lockridge says government regulations have also forced the industry to spend more to meet emission standards,
which are great for clean air and for climate change, but have resulted in equipment being ever more expensive, and in some cases not only more expensive to buy, but sometimes more expensive to maintain.
More frequent diesel filter changes, for one. Lockridge says another big expensive change is coming this year, electronic tracking to make sure drivers stick to the daily driving hours they're allowed. The merger gives Knight and Swift access to more drivers and more trucks. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.